2026, first half IKE. Apply for up to KRW 1.15M. Applications for the first half 2026 earned income tax credit must be submitted through home tax by September 15. If you meet the earned income requirements and the 2025 household, income, and asset criteria, you may receive up to KRW 1.15 million on December 17 following review. First, check whether you and your spouse have only earned income in 2026. Review your 2025 household type, combined spousal income, and asset requirements. Prepare the notice, individual authentication number, payment account, and contact information. Submit the semi-annual application through home tax by September 15, 2026. Check the December review result and any additional payment or amount to be recovered in June 2027. For the first half of 2026, both you and your spouse must have only earned income and meet the 2025 household, income, and property requirements. If you apply through home tax by September 15, 35% of the estimated annual amount, up to 1.15 million won, may be paid on December 17 after review. Based on National Tax Service guidance, dated September 1, 2026 eligibility requirements to check before applying the semi-annual application is for households with only earned income in 2026. If you have a spouse, your spouse must also have only earned income. If either of you has business income or religious worker income, you must apply through the regular application process. The National Tax Service sent application notices to approximately 1.3 million households. The notice is an application guide sent to those expected to be eligible. Receiving a notice does not guarantee eligibility for payment. For households of workers and business owners, excluding professionals who work but struggle financially due to low income, you can find the official explanation of the program in the National Tax Service's Introduction to the Earned Income Tax Credit. 2025 Household Types. Household type is determined as of December 31, 2025. A spouse means a legally recognized spouse. You must also check the age and income requirements for dependents. Household type basic determination criteria: single person, household, a household with no spouse, dependent children, or direct descendants aged 70 or older, single income household. Check the National Tax Service guidance for the spouse's income and dependent requirements, dual income household check. The National Tax Service guidance for the applicants and spouses' income requirements 2025, income and property criteria, the combined total income of the couple in 2025 must be below the applicable household threshold. For property, the combined property of all household members as of June 1, 2025, applies. Debts are not deducted from the property value. Category 2025, combined total income threshold for the couple single person household. Check the National Tax Service guidance for the income threshold single income household. Check the National Tax Service guidance for the income threshold dual income household. Check the National Tax Service guidance for the income threshold total household property. Check the National Tax Service guidance for the property threshold. Check the National Tax Service guidance for the reduction criteria based on property. Property includes homes, land, buildings, and deposits. Check the exact total again on the home tax application screen. How to apply through home tax, the input process, differs depending on whether you received a notice. Before applying, prepare a payment account in your name and your contact information. If you received a notice, also check your individual authentication number. Go to the home tax semi-annual earned income tax credit application screen. If you received a notice, enter your individual authentication number and resident registration number. If you did not receive a notice, log in and select the direct entry application option. Review or supplement your household member, income, and property information. Enter the account for receiving payment and your contact information. Review the application and submit it by September 15. Check the submission result and review status through home tax. Even if you did not receive a notice, you may apply directly if you meet the requirements. However, you may need to enter additional income or property information. The National Tax Service may also request supplementary information during its review. How the payment is calculated: the first half payment is 35% of the estimated annual calculated amount. The annual amount varies according to household type and annualized earned income. The announced upper limit for the first half payment is 1.15 million won. Type of employment: annualized earned income calculation, regular employee who worked continuously first half, earned income divided by months worked times sum of months worked, and 6 months daily worker first half, earned income times two employee who left during the period first half, earned income times two, the annual amount, is calculated by applying the annualized income to the credit calculation table. Of that amount, 35% is the standard first half payment. The actual payment reflects reductions and unit-based processing. The maximum annual calculated earned income tax credit by household type is as follows. Household type: maximum annual calculated amount, single person household, check the National Tax Service guidance. For the maximum payment, single income household, check the National Tax Service guidance. For the maximum payment, dual income household, check the National Tax Service guidance. For the maximum payment, if the first half payment is less than 150,000 won, it will not be paid in December. This amount will be reflected in the June 2027 settlement. The estimated amount shown on the application screen may differ from the final determined amount. Calculation example: consider a dual income household that falls within the maximum annual calculated amount bracket. The 35% rate is applied to the maximum annual amount of 3.3 million won. The simple calculation is 1.155 million won. Under National Tax Service guidance, the upper limit for the first half payment is 1.15 million won. This is because unit-based processing at the payment stage is also applied. The actual amount may be reduced based on income and property. Calculation step: amount or rate, maximum annual calculated amount 3.3 million won first half, applicable rate 35%, simple calculation 1.155 million won, announced maximum first half payment 1.15 million won. If property totals at least 170 million won, the calculated amount is reduced by 50%. Therefore, even with the same income, the payment varies according to the amount of property. If you have overdue taxes, part of the payment may also be applied toward them. Summary: by circumstance, eligibility to apply and the payment timing depend on the type of income. Compare both your income and your spouse's income in the table below. Current circumstances: processing of the first half 2026 semi-annual application. Both you and your spouse have only earned income. You may apply if you meet the other requirements. You have business income, you are not eligible for the semi-annual application and should consider the regular application. Your spouse has business income, you are not eligible for the semi-annual application and should consider the regular application. You did not receive a notice, you may apply directly through home tax. If you meet the requirements, the first half payment is less than 150,000 won, no payment in December. Settlement in June 2027, you applied for the first half, you are also considered to have applied for the second half. With settlement in June 2027, comparison of semi-annual and regular applications: if you have only earned income, you may choose between the semi-annual and regular applications. If you have business income or religious worker income, you must use the regular application. The two methods have different application and settlement schedules. Comparison item: semi-annual application, regular application, eligible income households with only earned income, earned business, and religious worker income, first half application period, September 1, 2026, not applicable. Advance payment structure: 35% of the estimated annual amount, none scheduled. First half payment date: December 17, 2026, not applicable. Settlement for 2026, income June 2027, reflected in the regular review difference between the 2025 criteria and the 2027 settlement. The application stage and final settlement use data from different years. Initial eligibility is determined using 2025 household income and property data. The final amount is recalculated using actual annual income for 2026. Because of this difference, the December payment is not the finalized annual amount. If income increases during the second half of 2026, repayment may be required. If annual income is lower than expected, an additional payment may be made. Timing data applied processing September 2026, application 2025, household, income, and property determine eligibility for the semi-annual application December 17. 2026 annualized first half 2026 income pay 35% of the estimated annual amount June 2027. Actual annual income for 2026 settle through an additional payment or recovery. Common mistakes: do not mistake the notice for confirmation of eligibility. After you apply, the National Tax Service reviews your income and property. Depending on the review result, you may receive no payment. Do not apply without reporting your spouse's business income. Do not calculate property after deducting debts. Do not treat the December payment as the finalized annual amount. Do not give up on applying simply because you did not receive a notice. Do not enter an incorrect contact number or account number. Do not delay submission until after September 15. Checking the payment result and settlement, the first half payment is scheduled for December 17, 2026. After review, check whether payment will be made and the amount through the home tax review status inquiry. The review may be delayed if the submitted information is inconsistent. In June 2027, settlement will be based on total income for 2026. If the amount received in advance is less than the final amount, the difference will be paid. If the amount received in advance is greater, the excess will be recovered.